The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Quick lob over the top. Edwards reaches up and grabs it. Touchdown.
Chuck to the two, to the one. Touchdown. Nick Chubb. He's running and throwing. Touchdown. Harrison Bryant.
Here comes Carlson. What a chance to win it.
Yes. The Raiders sideline explodes.
Give him jackpot, partner.
Jackpot.
There you go.
It's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We did it, people!
The people wanted to see the Raiders and the Browns play football, and they got that yesterday evening. It was a low-scoring affair, but it came down to the kicker, Carlson, of the Las Vegas Raiders. And after he got into position, Carlson kicked the ball through the uprights once, but they iced the kicker. So what he had to do, he had to set it up again, and then this one right down the middle got the Raiders the win. Mr. Rose, what do you think about that man, Derek Carr?
It's been a turbulent season for the Raiders, who, like the Browns, sit at 7-7 and still have eyes on the potential playoff picture. And for Derek Carr, you got to give him credit. Like, everybody wants to be like an all-time great or a champion or an all-pro, but he's a seasoned vet. And he's been their starting quarterback for consecutive years, and he's held on to the job. And in times like this, when he's going against somebody like Baker Mayfield, he's standing eye to eye at somebody that the Browns trying to figure, are they going to invest in him long-term? And so I do give the Raiders a lot of credit. The game overall, you know, for a national game, it was mid, you know, but with COVID happening and, you know, just the enthusiasm to watch football every weekend, it was an exciting game overall just to see which one of these teams are going to push themselves closer toward playoff contention.
Well, both these teams have eyes on the playoff, but when you look at the AFC playoff picture, a lot of things need to break these teams' way for that to happen. One of the things you have to consider is that the Browns are at the bottom of their division, behind three teams that have their eyes on the playoffs. And, Mr. Rose, I don't see it happening for either of these teams. What do you think?
I don't think neither one of these squads are better than the teams that's already in. It works against these teams that the Bills aren't necessarily playing to their capabilities, in our opinion. And shout out to the Colts and Jonathan Taylor running them into that race. And so I agree with you. Neither one of these teams are likely to make the playoffs.
The other game last night did not provide the sort of end of game excitement that the Raiders and Browns had, but the Vikings look pretty good. And like those other two teams, they're 7-7. They've got their eyes on the playoffs. What do you think about the Vikings offense?
The Vikings have way too much talent for their quarterback to not throw for 100 yards in a game.
That's a great point.
Now, I love Dalvin Cook. And there are going to be times where a Dalvin Cook or a Derrick Henry might outrush a Tannehill or a Cousins. But that's when those guys go over 200, not when they're over, under 100. Like seriously. And so this to me was more about how bad the Bears have consistently been, how they're going to end up with a new coach. Justin Fields, we've already labeled him the greatest quarterback in Bears history, and he'll be that. He'll be that. I know he'll be that guy to throw for 4,000. He'll be that guy to have 30 touchdowns in a season. But not with this play calling. Not with this play calling. Does the coaching staff like this guy? Like, you remember the hit he took in the preseason?
Yes.
Where it was a blown assignment and he just got de-cleated, right? We was like, you know what? Don't start him week one against Aaron Donald and the Rams because of that. Give him time. And now they're calling basic bad plays on fourth down, got them rolling out with nobody to throw the ball to, no outlet. This would be the end for that coaching staff.
There were two fourth down decisions in the fourth quarter that could have dramatically changed the scope of this game, and Matt Nagy went for it on both of those, but they weren't exactly fourth and ones. You know what I mean? And this one, to me, was a catch. However, it was reviewed, and it was ruled not to be a catch. And then again, they failed on fourth down. And you hinted at it. I think this is certainly going to be the last season that Matt Nagy is the head coach. And I think they'll bring in a coaching staff that has an eye on Justin Fields and has a plan for Justin Fields for him to succeed and really fulfill his potential as the best quarterback that the Bears have seen in their franchise history. Someone like Eric Bieniemy, who do you think could be the coach of the Bears?
I love Eric Bieniemy. Been watching him run the football since he was at Colorado, doing a great job with the Kansas City Chiefs under Andy Reid. But you got to pay him. So Chicago, this is what you got to do. Like, there are certain teams that fall into the mix of, like, are you going to pay or overpay? And you saw the Jacksonville Jaguars go after Urban Meyer. They overpaid and they crapped out. Now they're trying not to pay him these next few years. So for the Bears, I would look at somebody like Eric Bieniemy. You seen the kind of work that he's done with Patrick Mahomes?
Mm-hmm.
That's who he's working with? So absolutely, that'll be a good look.
I think so too. I'm sorry, Mr. Nagy. I do not believe that you will be the head coach of the Chicago Bears next season. He almost got kicked out of the game. That would have been so much fun to have the coach kicked out of the game for the first time in NFL history. However, now that we are close to finally closing the door on week 15, we have a much clearer picture of the MVP race. And when you look at the current MVP odds, there are two quarterbacks at the top of the list. And then it gets a little interesting after that. Jalen, when you look at these odds, what jumps out at you?
The age of the OGs leading the race. And by the way, Matthew Stafford just being mentioned. A former Lion quarterback now playing with the Rams in a contending situation. But shout to Jonathan Taylor, because this award sometimes turns into the quarterback award unless Adrian Peterson jumps up like he did around 10 years ago and win it. Imagine, Derrick Henry ran for 2,000 and he didn't even win it.
Nope.
So shout to Jonathan Taylor for even being in this conversation. But ultimately, I think this is going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's going to find a way to seal the deal. Tampa's dealing with too many injuries. Offensively, Godwin's going to be out. They'll get AB back, I know. But I think ultimately that guy right there wins MVP this year.
If he was back-to-back MVPs and they make a deep playoff run, I'm going to say what I've been saying consistently. He will be back with the Packers next year. Like, what more do you want? You've got weapons around you. Obviously, the play call is working. You're the leader of the pack to be the MVP. I think he will be the MVP. But Mr. Rose, sometimes I travel to a state called New Jersey where my phone is legal to make wagers on NFL games and awards. And 10-1 is a nice number for Jonathan Taylor's potential. So I think that Aaron Rodgers will be the MVP like you. However, if I was gonna wager on it, I could see a world in which they win a few games, he goes over 200, scores a few more touchdowns, has a couple big ones, and he becomes the MVP. If I was betting on it, I would put my money at Taylor at 10-1. What do you think about that
wager? That's odds. And he out here running wild. He out here running past these adults out there. He ain't playing around. Like,
no,
straight
not,
up.
And
I agree with you. A quarterback award usually, and it's great to see somebody interject themselves into this conversation. He's already had a 5-touchdown game, to your point. If he can have another 3, another 4 type of game, he has to take that candidacy a lot more serious.
You mentioned it before. It's bad news from Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers. Chris Godwin, friend of the show, has a torn ACL and will likely be out for the season. You know, obviously, Fournette went down in the game. They're looking to get him back. Evans went down in the game, looking to get him back. David went down in the game, looking to get him back. Will all of these injuries just be too much for the Bucs to overcome? Will they lose the number one seed, and will they lose in the playoffs because of it?
I can't front, fam. Like, I know the Lions are my favorite team, so that means I get a chance to study everybody else if I want to see greatness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the game now, a couple of things look different. Like, no punts and special teams and really kickoff returns happen very often. But the other thing that happened in this game that was old school throwback, The Saints was out there hitting.
Yeah.
Like, these ain't no non-contact injuries. Like, they was out there hitting. And they've been doing that to the Bucs the last couple of times they played them. And Godwin has been balling. Like, he had a 15-catch game. AB, fake vaccination card. Anyway.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. AB now is, he went from someone who was sort of off the team and he was in trouble. He got fined, fake vaccination card. And now they're going to be relying on none other than Antonio Brown in playoff situations to produce what in the way that Godwin did. Can they rely on AB to do that?
I mean, yes, on the football field, while the game is happening, like during the actual game, yes, you can rely on AB, but man, like who shows up with a fake vaccination card at work? Like seriously, he did this.
Yeah.
And so I think that punishment should have been a lot more severe in this climate, but that's another subject for another day. But with those injuries, however, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, the Rams, we'll see what they do. You know, can they ascend? They've been a team that has made moves to put themselves in a win-now mode. You got Aaron Donald, you got Jalen Ramsey. The Cardinals, that's a terrible loss to my Lions. And mm-hmm. So the path is starting to be laid for the Green Bay Packers. I'll just say that. And if the Bucs don't get healthy, I agree with you. Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay, but you always, and many people always leave off a major reason he should stay in Green Bay that I'm going to make sure I always speak into the lexicon. He plays for a terrific young coach in Matt LaFleur.
Mm-hmm.
That part. They're a good tandem. They're a good team. And they out here getting it done.
And they've produced results. And one thing I want to mention before we move on is you talked about all those NFC teams and they're sort of all flawed. One team to look out for are the 49ers. The 49ers have been playing well. Jimmy Garoppolo has been playing well. They run the ball well. Their defense is solid. And you look at the Cardinals faulting, the Bucs being injured, the Rams are kind of being an up and down team. The 49ers are, like the Packers, consistent and solid in the NFC.
McDermott, McVay, Shanahan, make sure y'all put Matt LaFleur in that conversation when y'all start talking about great young coaches in the league.
Jalen, the National Hockey League has suspended their season due to COVID. Will the NBA be forced to do something similar? Should they pause the season? We will find out what Jalen thinks right after this. You're not going to want to miss it. Look at this lineup on Christmas. Spend all day with the Countdown crew and the NBA and ignore your family, starting at noon, going all the way through past midnight. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at the Seaport in New York City. Jalen Rose will be one of those, part of the Countdown crew, suited and booted, ready for Christmas. But we have some news. Jalen, the NHL has officially put the brakes on their season due to COVID outbreaks. And my question for you is, should the NBA do the same?
Not yet. In particular, this week with Christmas Day games coming up. Of course, your goal is to keep everyone healthy. So therefore, if you test positive, you enter protocol. Unfortunately, you're unavailable to play. And some teams may be shorthanded, including some of the marquee names. But it's important, in theory, for healing that sports bring as an escape for us to actually be able to enjoy those five games this Saturday with our family, friends, and loved ones while the cases continue to spike. And it seems like we're getting introduced to new variants constantly. These players are as close to healthy as it's going to get. I believe 97% are vaccinated in the NBA or over 95%. And therefore, the NBA has done the best job it can, like all of these leagues, of trying to manage this thing. But stopping them playing and then sending them home, that doesn't mean they're less likely to get COVID. It means they're more likely to get COVID because you miss this protocol that you're now getting. It's almost like when I'm in great shape when I'm in the league, yeah, it's my job to be in shape. Well, now when Jalen ain't in the league, he look like a kangaroo. Well, it's the same thing. You send them home, and then they now become back part of, you know, a bigger number, quote unquote, in society. So I don't think for now that the NBA should do that. But for the integrity of the championship, as we get closer to the playoffs, you don't want your big name players missing then. Now at that point, you got to start considering maybe even a bubble to actually finish the season. Hopefully that's unnecessary, but we'll see.
Well, one thing I've learned is I cannot predict the future of the coronavirus, because there's been many times where I felt like we were over the fence and on the other side, but corona just keeps coming back around now with the Omicron. One good thing about the Omicron, especially if you are vaccinated, the symptoms seems to be much more milder, but it is much more contagious. And with all of these big names out now, I hope that means that the antibodies and the vaccines and the boosters will keep them available to play throughout the rest of the season. But of course, as I've mentioned, it is impossible to predict the future of this virus. Games are still being held, and there was one last night between Joel Embiid and the Celtics. And the Celtics were forced to start Enes Kanter Freedom. And Joel Embiid had his way with Mr. Freedom last night, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Joel was like, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. They ain't got nobody that can even try to guard him. I mean, Time Lord at least brings height and athleticism and some youth. But like when Joel is engaged and healthy, this is the most powerfully dominant big man in the league. And I'm trying to think of like, who's second? Like Jokic is the most skilled big man in the game as a point center. But like getting these buckets in the paint on the post, using his size and using his game. You see that step back to the left on the road at Boston, a team that's been doing really well against Philly, in particular in the playoffs. The last couple of seasons, they faced one another. And so I know it was a game he got up for, and he was dominant. Entire stat line. Just dominant.
Absolutely. It was a marquee game from Embiid. He's been stringing a few of these together. Now, again, Boston was depleted, especially on the front line, which led to this big stat line from Embiid. But Embiid has had a few of these games this month, and maybe he can put a bunch of these together, because he is powering these 76er teams to wins. And you don't look, Boston hasn't been playing great. In their last 10, they've only won 4. They really need to get it together and get healthy to get everybody available. Well, there's another interesting contest, Jalen. And sometimes I have to look in the mirror and just admit that I was wrong, okay? And you know that I've not been the biggest supporter of the Utah Jazz and their style of play the last few seasons, but I've been watching some Jazz on League Pass, and you know what? I was wrong. This is a legit contender. The Jazz are a legit contender in the Western Conference, especially in the wake of the Anthony Davis injury, and when you see what's happening with the Suns and the Warriors, I consider the Jazz to be in that same top tier with the Suns and the Warriors as a team that is truly a legit contender because of the consistency, the way they play together. They've been together for a long time, and they're well coached. The Jazz, I might pick them to win the Western Conference later this season.
And their new ownership added Danny Ainge in the front office, added Dwayne Wade in ownership, and I talked to him about this Jazz team. And you know this, Jacoby, heartbreak when you keep a core group of guys together used to be the foundation of breakthrough. We saw the Pistons needed to do it, the Bulls needed to do it in the 80s, that type of thing, right? Utah, I believe they were up 2-0 against the Nuggets and lost. They were up 3-1 against the Clippers and lost to a team without Kawhi Leonard. Remember that? Kawhi was injured, and Utah still lost. And so that heartbreak to me, I see fuel Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Jordan Clarkson. They're a great three-point shooting team. They have multiple people that can do dribble, pass, and shoot. Home court advantage is always going to be crucial going to Utah to try to win games on the road in the playoffs. So I agree with you. But that's what I've been trying to tell you. We got the Jazz.
I don't listen to you. Jalen, I do not listen to you.
We got the Jazz.
I do not listen to you whatsoever. But Mr. Rose, your former quarterback, Matt Stafford has been letting it up this season, especially when he targets Cooper Kupp. We'll see if those two can connect tonight to get a big win over division rival
Seattle. Why do you really love Cooper Kupp? Tell
there's something about him. There's something about him I like. I don't know what it is. Great route runner. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, your former quarterback, Matt Stafford, now with the Rams, has
That's
a true connection with Cooper Kupp. Him and Cooper Kupp are putting up huge numbers. They face the Seahawks tonight. Will Kupp get in the end zone? Will he get over 100 yards receiving?
They kind of been like the Jalen and Jacoby of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's Cooper Kupp leading in all categories. Best flow, most consistent, realest stories, set the most trends. What he got? Yards, touchdowns, receptions. He out there balling. And I know why you love him balling, playing the position that he plays. Just like you know I love Matthew Stafford and OBJ.
He's back.
That Robert Woods is missing this run because I'm a huge fan of his. But it's great to see OBJ take advantage of his opportunity so far.
Yeah, it seems like at first OBJ wasn't really connecting with Stafford, but over time as he started to get the offense, get more practice time together, obviously OBJ has been out, so it's been hard to get more practice time before this one, but OBJ and Jalen Ramsey will be back in the lineup for this one, and we get another weeknight doubleheader in the other game. It is two NFC East teams trying to get to 7-7 and stay in the playoff conversation. Who do you have winning this one between the football team and the Eagles?
Jalen Hurts. Did you say you could go to Jersey and play some bets?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Jalen Hurts, 2 rushing touchdowns. Can you put me down for that?
Well, Jalen, I'm pretty confident that the Eagles are going to have an easy time winning this one because the entire football team quarterback room is emptied and they're playing Garrett Gilbert and they've got a guy named Shermer who I have never heard of before.
Is Darius
coming
Slay
off the practice
playing?
Squad.
These quarterbacks, you name it, is Darius Slay playing? Because he's going to take something to the house.
We will be back tomorrow to discuss it all. ESPN2.
Former great Lion.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for the people. Jalen Rose, a couple things I want to discuss with you. The Detroit Pistons are open to trading Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant is one of, if not the, one of their most productive players, which tells you a little something about the Pistons. Would you rather keep Grant, establish a winning culture, do the best thing you can to win games to sort of help develop your young players, or do you trade Grant for some potential young players and or draft picks?
I like Jeremy Grant. He chose to be a Piston, and I appreciate that because he could have stayed in Denver. They could really use him, by the way, mm-hmm. especially with Michael Porter Jr. being out. That's what ultimately led to them going to add Aaron Gordon. Those moves in a lot of ways was a domino of losing Jeremy Grant. He goes to Detroit and becomes a 25-point scorer. But I'm pretty sure he don't want to be on a rebuilding team, and that's where we are.
Very much so. Now, obviously, with any potential deal, it's what can you get back for him. So what would be a good package as a Pistons fan and a Pistons consigliere? What sort of a package would you want to get back for Jeremy Grant?
Ben Simmons.
I don't know if Dale Moore is going for that. I like it, though.
Saying,
I like it. Why not get the no? Yeah. I always say get the no. But wait. Let's try to put something together.
Could you package him with something? You know, I give you some stock in the Bad Boys merchandising. You know what I'm saying?
Some conies. I don't know what else on the Pistons roster Mr. Morey and the Sixers could be interested in. But they would get more production from Jeremy Grant than they're getting from Ben Simmons right now, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, so I mean that's what I like to see. If we're gonna trade Jeremy Grant, I want us to end up with Ben Simmons.
Okay. Well, it says the Lakers and the Trailblazers among teams pursuing the Pistons' versatile forward. Why are we always putting the Lakers in these potential trades? The Lakers have nothing to trade that's not THT or Russell Westbrook. And because, they ain't trading Russell Westbrook.
Because I'm drawing a blank on my guy's name in Golden State, their general manager.
Who, Lacob?
No, that's the owner.
Oh, I don't know. Why are you doing this to me in the pod? Come on, man. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing it because you might have known. But since
know.
You don't.
I should have known. Bob Myers. Bob Myers. There you go. Yeah.
Former agent Bob Myers. Thank you, D, in my ear. So, hey, man, that's a lot. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I got to remember things from 1973. Sports, entertainment, politics. You know what I mean? I'm going to forget names. I remember my high school.
I got to remember my high school, he said. He said, I got to remember my high school. It's so stressful having to remember things from your life, right?
Yeah.
Stressful, so, man. It's hard.
But here's what I remember. Bob Myers, Sean Marks, and Rob Pelinka have been running laps around the rest of the league the last couple of years and moving and shaking their roster. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that the moves all are been great, because like right now, like the Lakers have played musical chairs with that roster and they stuck without a partner, in my opinion, right? And so Indiana has to figure in this conversation also. I don't believe Sabonis is there long term. I believe his contract is up at the end of this year, or he's eligible for extension. So he's a domino. Miles Turner is a domino. And the reason why the Lakers keep getting mentioned is because they know what you and I know. This team ain't about to win the West.
Yeah, but they don't have anything to trade. That's the part I think people just like to say, talk about the Lakers, but they have Talon Horton Tucker, and what else to trade? Like, what?
They stuck with this roster.
I know. But apparently they're still involved in the conversation. Well, the Trailblazers pursuing Jeremy Grant is interesting as well. They obviously need to get better up front. That would work for them. But then what would they have to give away to get Jeremy Grant? What do they have that the Pistons would be interested in? I'm not so sure about that either.
CJ McCollum.
So you think that if you are the Trailblazers, you would trade CJ McCollum for Jeremy Grant?
It's one of those who says no
name?
Things.
Why didn't you ask for Dame? Why did you ask for Dame? It is one of those who says, you know who says no?
Because I wanted to continue the conversation.
The Trailblazers say no. Listen, CJ McCollum obviously has health issues and hopefully he gets better, but if I were the Pistons, I would trade Jeremy Grant for CJ McCollum in a second. A little motorcade McCollum backcourt. That works for me. That definitely works for me.
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Rose, a couple more things I wanted to discuss with you. Daniel Jones has been shut down for the remainder of the season due to some neck issues. But he might be shut down kind of forever as the starting quarterback of the Giants. If you're the New York Giants, do you continue to have Daniel Jones be your starting quarterback week one next season?
No. And I'm saying that based on the fact that it seems like those 32 quarterbacking jobs will be easier to fill. But then you start looking at like the last five or seven jobs in the league, it seems like it's, you know, just a lack of productivity there, including the backups who can't come in and, you know, do a constant elevation. But like, you draft Daniel Jones, you draft Saquon Barkley. Every offseason, they get a former Lions receiver. They got Golden Tate 1 year. They got Galladay 1 year. Too late. Defense has been nondescript.
Yeah.
Here's what you want to do if you're the Giants. Get on the phone with Sierra.
Oh. Oh, get on the phone with Sierra. I like this.
Yeah, okay. That's what you do. You know what I mean? And you let them know that y'all can be in New York City.
You can be in New York City.
toast to the
lights.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, who y'all want the coach to be?
I would start sending her like Zillow links of like really nice penthouse apartments and luxury buildings in the city. You know what I mean? Be like, this could be you. This could be you. You could have a duplex loft on the 77th floor in Hudson Yards. Look at that.
And this is where
helicopter pad on top.
And this is why you gotta have diversity in the room, right? And you gotta have people that understand the culture. Like, y'all can't be doing no videos using Future Records. Y'all can't be doing no posts to her doing that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all will mess it up. So don't do that. And in all honesty, for real, that'd be a great, like, I'd love to see Russell Wilson playing with Mike Tomlin, but they play in that cold weather. Giants playing cold weather, but they play in the dome, I believe. Right? Ain't MetLife a dome?
MetLife is not a dome. No, sir.
It's not a dome?
Not a dome.
I like Russ. Even though Russ went to Wisconsin, was balling, it seemed like that moon ball that he throws, I want to see him in a dome or warm weather. Now that I sort this out in my mind.
Well, you know how I was keep
you
talking
about...
You
know what I see? I got a job
for him.
You got
it? Oh, I know what you're going to say. Can I say what you're going to say before you say it?
I got a job for him.
Where? Saints.
Sean Payton.
Saints.
That's the job for him right there. You get Kamara back healthy.
The way the defense played Tom
Brady
last week.
See what happens with Michael
week.
Thomas.
Yeah,
he needs to be with the Saints.
He calls Michael Thomas before he even signs with the Saints.
He needs to be with the Saints.
Still interested in playing football, Mr. Thomas, right? Yeah. Oh, you are? Okay, great.
Get him to New Orleans. Get him to New Orleans. And whatever Russ doing with his training, Zion need to be doing it too. You know what I'm saying? Those teams co-mingle with staffs and ownership. You know what I mean? Russ need to let Zion live with him like AB live with Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Get well soon, Zion. I love Zion.
Yeah, we want Zion. We need you back. The league needs you, bud. The league needs you.
Need you, big fella. He only averaged 28.
28. And he played a bunch of games last year. He played a bunch of games, and he only missed like 10, 15 games last year. Mm-hmm. So we saw a large sample size of what Zion can do, and as the season went on, they started making him the ball handler and pick and roll and started like kind of running the offense through point Zion. I kind of liked what they were doing towards the end of the year. And then, of course, he had the foot issues. Mr. Rose, DeMar DeRozan once again had himself a game as the Bulls beat the Rockets. 26 points, 6 assists. This reworked Bulls roster, they're for real. They're for real, for real. And every once in a while, Bulls fans like to tweet at me and tell me how wrong I was about predicting their downfall. And I was wrong. They're right. Don't look now, but we got the Nets at number 1 in the Eastern Conference, the Bulls at number 2 in the Eastern Conference, one game behind the Bulls, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland,
what a time
this is
to
for
be
you.
Alive. What a time to be alive. You've got, and then Bucks, Heat, Sixers, Wizards, Hornets, then the Celtics, and then Toronto, who obviously has been canceling games. But Mr. Rose, I'm starting to feel like the Chicago Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be in the playoffs this year for sure. Like, it's starting to look like that for real.
Well, for me, those are two different categories of expectation. Like, mm-hmm. It ain't no surprise that the Bulls make in the playoffs. To many, it's going to be a surprise that the Cavs are not only making it, but I love what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying that for a minute now. Like, J.B. Bickerstaff, I've been knowing him since he was young. His father, Bernie, drafted me in Denver. So I know what he's trying to do. I might be in contact with him. And I'm trying to tell you, Evan Mobley, contest, block, change everything.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't foul.
That's a game changer. That's a game changer.
Absolutely. Jared Allen's the
same. I know how much you like Jared Allen.
Love Jared Allen. I've always loved Jared Allen on the Nets.
Rolls right to the front of the rim.
when they made that trade for James Harden, I was like, Are we sure that we couldn't have done this without losing Jared Allen? Because they thought DeAndre Jordan was gonna be that, but he ain't that.
Rolls right to the front of the rim, keeps the ball high. Both of those guys, twin towers, finishing. Garland, legitimate all-star this year in the East.
He's been putting up numbers.
Now that I think about it, so Kyrie isn't playing.
Well, Jay, right? Here's another thing. If you're Kevin Love, if you're the Cavs, don't you look at Kevin Love and be like, we could kind of use you. Like, we've been talking about trading you for 4 years now, but now if you're the Cavs, you look at Kevin Love, be like, we might want you in the
playoffs. They do be using him. He just had 20 recently.
That's what I'm saying. But there was it just felt like at the beginning of the season that this was the season that the Cavs were going to trade Kevin Love. And I didn't even mention production.
Well, you don't move him yet because he got another year on his deals, and he just not really. It's almost like for the player, he's at the perfect landing spot, so he gonna get his money, and he's not putting too many miles on his tires. The problem is he had 2 years going into this, so he wasn't getting those bought out. So that's kind of why he's in player limbo. But I didn't even mention Sexton, who I think ultimately becomes a trade piece.
Oh yeah.
And Okoro, the wing from Auburn, I think they'll keep Garland and Okoro. I think they'll move Sexton at some point. Young bull, like him. I like his speed. The Sacramento Kings won't get mentioned a lot, but I just want to shout my guy Haliburton. You know how much I like his game. He was available for my Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
We took Killian Hayes. Haliburton is a double-double. He can ball. And he's a good leader. Like his personality a little bit remind me like a Malcolm Brogdon. Remember I used to say that about him? Like,
yep.
Senator Brogdon, President Brogdon, like he reminds like Jaylen Brown. Like, if they didn't play basketball, might be holding them back in life.
Jaylen, I have some news that I really didn't want to talk to you about, but I have to at least just do it as a journalistic duty.
Uh-oh.
There's someone who's been added to the COVID list in the NFL, coming off of a win and a great performance. Jared Montana.
No!
Jared Montana's on COVID list, dog.
No! No! He said, you heard him in the locker room, let's get three straight.
Why not win three straight?
Let's go.
Let me just look up who the Lions' backup quarterback is.
You know what I mean? They going to be showing that like Tim Tebow when he was at Florida when we win these three.
No one is going to try harder in the history of college football than we will, and then he ends up winning out. Tim Tebow was great when he was in college. It's a shame he didn't get picked up as a tight end for the Jaguars. Tim Boyle is going to be the backup. Oof, you're in trouble. Tim Boyle is going to be the backup. It's time to hear from the people. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with the G. Call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We got time for one voicemail today. And I heard it's Christmas themed.
Jalen, Jacoby, the whole staff. I know Rich is on the ones and twos. I don't know who on the ones and twos now, but shout out to you anyway. I have a very serious question. First off, this is Antoine, calling from the Chi-Town, Chicago, you already know. Mailman, I don't know Big Crown, but shout out to him too, because he a beast. My question is, for Christmas, for wifey, is money a sufficient enough gift? I've been asking this woman for at least 2 months what she wants for Christmas, and she keeps telling me that she don't want nothing. And I already know that that is a setup, but I don't want to go spend cash and she don't like what I go out and buy. So please let me know. This is critical. Crunch time happening right now. I know I'm late, but please tell me, is money a sufficient enough gift for wifey? Ring on the finger and everything. Peace out.
Whew. I love this so much, Mr. Rose. Antoine, first of all, here, a mail carrier in Chicago. You don't know Big Crown. You got to find him. You hit him up on Twitter. You got, you're like, yo, I mean, Antoine,
I know you and Big Crown would be fast friends. Because Big Crown is the greatest mail carrier. Like, Big Crown bumps J&J over and over. Like, he just listens to it four times in a row while he brings the mail to the people. And shout out to all mail carriers. Amazon package delivers during the holiday season, working extra hours. Anybody that works in a building that has to sort all your mail, shout out to all of those people. But let's get down to it, Mr. Rose. I've got the solution for Antoine. You are correct about one thing, Antoine. It is a setup. She wants something, okay?
Definitely.
The money is not sufficient.
No.
You can't just show money. One year I gave my wife, she was a girlfriend at the time, I gave her a gift card. She got mad. She wants to know that you pounded the pavement, that you considered something, that you picked out something that you thought that she would like, and you spent time and energy into it. However, this is what I do for my wife. I buy her something from a store that I know she has things inside of it that she will like, so then I give her the opportunity to take it back. She takes it back most of the time. She takes back my gifts and exchanges them for something that she actually is going to wear and or use. So that is my advice for you, Antoine. Buy her a present. Make sure you buy her a present, but buy her a present with a gift receipt from an establishment that you know has things that she will use and or wear. Mr. Rose, your thoughts?
Perfect advice. You dropped the mic on that. And the other thing is you can own the things that don't cost anything. It's the opposite of money. Jacoby talked about writing a letter or something that you know that, you know, it's more intimate personal. Or do something that's out of your comfort zone, like maybe go get a pedi with her one day. You know what I'm saying?
Experience. If y'all don't have kids, like, have an experiential evening. Yeah. Go get a couple's massage.
Yeah,
you know, do something together.
You know,
one of the presents I gave my wife
for Christmas? Go bowling.
You know one of the presents I gave my wife for Christmas, Mr. Rose?
What?
I bought 4 tickets to Spider-Man Christmas at 11:30. So it's me and the 3 kids. So like, right, they're gonna wake up early, open up some presents, and right around 11, I'm gonna be like, all right, y'all, get your shoes on. We'll be, and then I look at my wife and I'll be like, I'll be back in 3.5 hours. You and the aunties can clean up the wrapping, start cooking, because I know we got people coming over later. That is one of my gifts to her. I was like, this is my gift to you. 3 hours of no children in the house in Christmas, and it breaks up the day. So you know what, if you got kids, take your kids somewhere at Christmas so they can't just be sitting there playing with their toys all day long. They get a little crazy towards the end of the day. That is my advice. Antoine, you've already gotten our advice. Jalen, I love you, dog. Appreciate you doing the show.
Love you too, my brother.
Look forward to spending a little time with you before the holidays. Let's listen to another voicemail.
Yo, Jalen, Jacoby, long-time listener, first-time caller. Been listening to y'all on different continents, different states. Calling about that Puma gift card. Want to nominate somebody else, though, actually, because it's the holiday season. So I would like to nominate, almost forgot, and I almost cursed. Shout out, Reg. I would like to nominate Vanita Bell out there in Fort Worth, Texas. She really out here just putting in that work, helping the children, and just out there on the front lines, man. And I know that these past couple years have been real, real hard, and she's stepped up. She's a former colleague of mine. She's like a sister to me, and just really appreciate, you know, all that she's doing out there for the kids. I ain't gonna lie, I sold out. So I'm out here, you know, trying to get these checks. But I'm also doing a little bit of research, you know, because I'm gonna figure out how, you know, the rich kids get educated, and then hopefully one day take this back, you know, to the neighborhood. So we're going to find out. Maybe one day I'll go work at JRLA. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Keep giving the people what they want. And not medicinal tonight.
Shout out to this caller. It boss move nominating someone else for the Puma car. You know, that's a great move. And involved with the education twist. You know, educators are underappreciated. Mr. Rose, something tells me that this young man's former colleague is going to get a Puma card in the mail.
Absolutely. Thank you for the shout. Appreciate the love. Continue support. We got a gig for you at JRLA. Keep handling your business. Stay focused. Stay disciplined. Sky's the limit. And the holidays is about giving. And we appreciate you nominating someone else. So absolutely, you make sure that when our peeps reach out to you from the show, you share an email address, and I'll make sure we spare a little holiday cheer via a Puma card.
We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step two. Make sure you call 9580-JALEN. Leave us voicemails, holiday themed. Our voicemails are sponsored by Gatorade. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.